Welcome to Crossroads, the infrastructure podcast. This is your host, Andrew Vitelli, the news editor of Energy in the Americas for InfraLogic. Thank you for tuning in today. Our guest on today's program is Oscar Perez, a partner at Madrid-based Qualitas Energy. Oscar, thank you for joining the program today.
Thank you very much, Andrew, for inviting me to the podcast.
So Qualitas was an early entrant into the U.S. renewables space, but sold its previous investment vehicle, Fotovatio Renewable Ventures, roughly a decade ago. But now Qualitas is back in the U.S. with its acquisition of Healstone earlier this year, and I'm really looking forward to hearing about the firm's experience in and views of the U.S. renewables space. But first, Oscar, can you give our listeners a little bit of info about Qualitas, where your focus is?
Sure. Qualitas Energy, it's an investment firm founded back in 2006. We have been focused on investing into the renewable energy and energy transition space since inception. We are focused in a midpoint between private equity and infrastructure investment. So we look for companies with underlying infrastructure assets in which we may apply classical private equity game plan. So buy and build, growth equity, or strategies to grow the company into the private equity strategies.
Very interesting. And what about you, Oscar? How long have you been at Qualitas, and what is your background before joining the firm?
I'm founding partner of the Qualitas Energy team back in 2006. Before that, I was part of the broader Qualitas private equity team in which we spin out. We start investing in the renewable energy in 2006 and we completely independent spin out back in 2012 with the second vehicle, Vela Energy.
So you've been there since the very beginning.
Sure. I used to say I'm a founding analyst of Qualitas Energy.
Very true. So now turning to Qualitas Energy's activities in the United States, your firm was pretty early on one of the first entrants into U.S. renewables. I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, as early as 2008, Qualitas was active in the U.S. renewables space. Can you tell me a little bit about this first round of activities in U.S. renewables?
Sure. Our first entry and investment in the U.S. was back in 2008. In which we acquire subsidiary of Muni Mae, one of the Maes in 2008 that was focused on financing an incipient and new asset class, solar and distributed energy. Since the acquisition of the company, we grow and pivot the whole strategy into the creation of, at that point, what one of the leaders in the utility scale solar development markets. And we finally grow the company, built the first projects and sold back in 2012 to SunEdison, creating at that point the clear solar leader in the U.S.
It's very interesting. I'm guessing the U.S. renewable space looked very different than it does today during that first go round.
Sure. So as I pointed in the beginning, we try to find value-add spaces or companies with a specific equity game plan and an underlying infrastructure. So we used to be opportunistic in the cycle and in the geographies that we enter. Back in 2008, we find that the solar industry was more advanced in Europe. We had at that point also platforms in Spain, in Italy, in different countries, and we find a very good opportunity to enter into an incipient industry in the US. In 2012, when we find that the value creation was in the one of the peak moments, we decided to exit and give entry into FRV, our US platform, to a more industrial partner in order to keep on the growth during the next years.
And you were, I'd say, pretty much absent from the U.S. renewables market after that for a decade. I mean, were you looking for opportunities or was the market just not interesting to you in that time frame? Because I know by around 2022 is when you really started looking again for another investment opportunity.
Correct, Andrew. So since 2012 that we exit from FRB, we have been investing in different geographies and different technologies and companies. We have now 12 offices around the globe, including Germany, Spain, UK, Italy, Chile, and hopefully US new coming. We find during these last years that the US market was quite competitive and we do not find the correct platform and company and business model in order to apply our strategy. Back in 2022, with the IRA approval, we find a new wave of potential growth into the US market, and we were analyzing and selecting the proper platform in order to apply our investment approach. After looking at the different business models, we find in Hillston all the ingredients that has been key success drivers for us in other platforms.
So it was the passage of the IRA, or Inflation Reduction Act, which was really a bill that mostly incentivized renewables through enhanced and added tax credits, that made you give the United States market a second look.
Sure. So the IRA, Inflation Reduction Act, was a regulation that really increased the potential upside and upscale of the US market. The financial markets in the US are quite competitive. So in general terms, it's difficult for us to find a value add niche point or blind spots in order to apply our strategies. But with the increase of the potential market in the US during the next years, led by the IRA and the supportive regulation during the next years, we find that it could be a good moment in order to apply our strategies into a platform and to get advantage of this potential growth wave of the next years.
So that was 2022, and I know the M&A market, especially for platform deals, was moving from very much a seller's market, where these platforms were commanding huge multiples, towards what I would call a little bit of disequilibrium, where there was a mismatch of expectations between sellers and potential buyers. How did you find the market when you started looking for an opportunity to invest and to return to the U.S.? I'm guessing you found some challenges since it took a year and change to find the right opportunity.
Sure, Andrew. So we see a differential market environment from beginning 22 to the moment in which we find Hillston. In the beginning of the approval of the IRA, the growth expectations was driven for a seller's market and quite competitive environment in order to be able to acquire a platform. During the last months, with the combination of the increase in the interest rates and the cost of capital of the operating assets, combined with the uncertainties on the development process and the queues that were increasing the periods of development of the different projects, find that was a more challenging market in which we find more comfortable to find the correct platform and find the overall combination between growth opportunities and underlying infrastructure or assets in construction or operation that we find in Hillston.
So what made Hillston that perfect fit when you finally did find that opportunity?
Yeah, Hillston have all the ingredients that we look for a platform. So first and probably the most important, it's an excellent and first-year management team with a strong track record and experience working together. Second, it's a very good combination between a good infrastructure underlying assets and the growth prospects. As I told you, we try to focus on this midpoint between private equity and infrastructure investor. So we need to find our perfect match with opportunities that has meaningful infrastructure base. So need to be look under the view of an infrastructure investor, but also we are able to value the growth opportunities and the management team and the value add that may exist in the goodwill of a company. So the combination or the perfect combination in Hillston of an outstanding management team, a good asset base of our projects in construction and operation, and a very prominent growth prospects it's in the sweet spot of our strategy.
That's very interesting, and it'll be exciting to watch that develop in the coming years. What are your plans for growth through this platform?
Our strategy in Hillston is a game plan that we have followed in other platforms in other countries, that it's acquiring or entering into a company that came from a developer business model, so habituated to develop or acquire projects in development phase, structuring the PPA and then construction, and looking for a quick flip or quick exit of the assets, pivoting into a strategy of more IPP-like, so growth the pipeline and build the projects and structuring, but with the purpose of maintain on balance sheet and create a company with a good underlying operating base and growth prospect, that it's a strategy or a pivotal strategy that has been success in other platforms that we invested during the last years.
Well, very interesting, Oscar. Now, Hillstone is focused, from what I understand, on solar and storage. And obviously, these are two exciting parts of the U.S. renewable sector. But I'm curious whether there are other renewable subsectors that are interesting to Qualitas that you might try to invest in either through this platform or separately in the future.
We have different platforms in different countries of the world. Now we have live platforms in renewable natural gas in the UK. We have a preeminent leading platform of repowering wind turbines in Germany. In US and with Hillstone, the main strategy is keep on deploying the ability and the skills that the company has shown during the last years. So focus on mid-size solar projects and batteries in both hybridization and standalone. But it's true that Qualitas Energy have a preeminent experience in different technologies, that once we have a first platform in the US, we are going to have an eye on the different opportunities that may pop up in the interesting US market.
And that was one of the main focuses of the IRA, was incentivizing some of these more nascent technologies. I'm thinking of carbon capture, of hydrogen, even of offshore wind, battery storage, of course, which is a little bit further along. Are any of these technologies particularly interesting to you from where you sit in looking for that balance between a private equity type return and infrastructure type investment?
Yes, Andrew. So this kind of what we call pre-asset class, it's the kind of technologies that we always have an eye on. These technologies into the energy transition, in which still are unknown by or less known by the mainstream investors and financial community, are the sectors that we used to have an eye on. Specifically on battery storage and flexibility assets, we have a platform in the UK that allow us to have experience in both development, construction, and operation of the assets. And it's the kind of experience or lesson learned that we may apply also into our US venture. Beyond that, new technologies as hydrogen, renewable natural gas, and carbon capture are technologies that are in our agenda of investment. And we try to find the sweet spot between the opportunities or platform geographies and support from the regulation and the technology and financial risk and return profile, in order to find the outstanding investments that match with our investment approach.
Okay, good to know. And I'm definitely looking forward to keeping track of that as we move along. Now, over the last few years, the renewable industry has seen both opportunities such as the passage of the IRA and the growth that that's entailed, but also challenges. And I'm thinking here specifically not only of interest rates, but also supply chain issues and the threat of tariffs, the threat of regulatory intervention in some cases, transmission issues, other types of constraints. I'm curious, Oscar, how you view the challenges versus the opportunities that right now face the sector. How do you see that balancing out? How difficult is it going to be to build out this pipeline that Hillstone has?
Now we consider it's a quite interesting moment to enter into the US market on specific business models. So one of the things that I also like about the Hillstone strategy is that they have quite interesting approach into the different markets. So probably more focused on the mid and west and east part of the US that are markets that are less intensive compared with CAISO or ERCOT market are more classical for solar projects. So on the, we find quite interesting the geographic or the regional spread of Hillstone. The other point that also we consider positively in Hillstone strategy is that the portfolio of projects they have developed historically, it's in line with their growth expectations or portfolio of projects that have in development. And these projects are in the mid-size range. The portfolio, it have not a binary risks with large projects that may impact dramatically into the performance of the project, of the company, but quite diversified portfolio of projects of mid-size that give to us more interesting risk profile as a company to grow.
So for you, Hillstone is really in the sweet spot when it comes to a lot of these questions.
Of course. So we've been for more than 2 years looking for the correct and the proper investment opportunity into the US market. And after deep analysis and effort scrutinizing the different opportunities that have been in the market, we are quite happy to have pursued and Hillstone and to have selected Hillstone as our platform to come again into the always challenging US market.
Now, Oscar, you mentioned the Inflation Reduction Act as one of the main drivers for you to re-enter this market. And obviously, when it comes to renewables and energy overall, policy support is a big question. We have an administration right now that is very supportive, that pushed for the Inflation Reduction Act, that has made a priority of building out the renewable sector. But polls are showing that if the election was held today, Donald Trump or another Republican would very likely be the next president and would be expected to not be as supportive of the renewable sector, although it's probably unlikely they'd be able to repeal the IRA. How they applied it might look very different. How worried are you about a change in the politics of the US affecting your investment thesis?
Always the energy transition and renewable energy has a quite important component of regulatory assessment. Hillstone acquisition, it's in a moment of time that we came from an IRA or quite supportive administration into a potential change of the political environment. It's true that it's a challenge. For us, it's a quite interesting moment to re-enter into the US market because the challenge that may be facing during the next years is going to make the industry or the renewable energy opportunities more challenging. So on the value add and the differential of having a strong and robust growth opportunities in combination with expertise and a very good management team made differential in a changing environment. So that's why also one of the points that make us to decide to enter in this specific moment with this specific challenge that make that an investor like us may provide additional value or differential value compared with, let's say, more simple periods or more simple environment that we may be facing in other moments.
Well, Oscar, thank you for that. And I look forward to having you back on in a few years to see how this has played out and how the investment is going. But very exciting times both for your firm and for the renewables sector here in the U.S. Oscar, thank you for joining the program. I'm afraid this is all the time we have, but it was great having this conversation, and thank you again.
Thank you very much, Andrew. I take note of your invitation as we evolve in our investment in Hillstone and maybe in our investments that we may be executing in the U.S. So let's see in a period of time.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning into Crossroads. If you enjoyed this podcast, please make sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast player, and please give us a 5-star rating so that others can find our podcast. Until next time, this has been Crossroads.